Thank you, and have a nice day.
My friends and I are about to take a trip to Atlanta, and we've got an extra ticket. I think you should join us. You want to come? Yes? Amazing. Okay, pack your bags and make it quick, because the plane's leaving in 2 minutes. Hello, my friend, and welcome to this very fun and different episode of Big Lash Energy. I'm your host, Jaina Marie. I don't know if you watched the show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego when you were a kid, but I know I was raised on that shit, and I'm feeling like her today for sure. Last time you saw me, I was recording in Atlanta. Today, I'm actually back in Cancun, Mexico. It's feeling a little bit like I'm living out of a suitcase.
But it's making for some good stories.
But this is it. A few episodes back, I promised that I'd bring you with me to Atlanta, and now
the time is finally here.
If you've been following along every week, you know that Big Lash Energy was invited to host a booth at the Makeup Show, a convention for makeup artists in Atlanta. And while we were there, we thought it would be fun to set up a little recording booth and ask our new friends to share their client nightmare stories, and wow, did they ever. The show turned out to be so much more work than I had ever anticipated, but also a lot more fun. Come with us on this adventure that includes talks with artists from around the United States, including a six-year-old child prodigy.
Hi.
My much anticipated meeting with Danessa Meyer.
It was a cute day.
And some new BLE besties.
It was crazy.
This week, I'm chasing my dreams and showing you the power of what can happen when you have the support of some really great friends and a whole lot of heart. Now grab that passport, your neck pillow, and some snacks for the plane, because we're about to take off and I can hear Atlanta calling our name. Let's go.
Welcome to Big Lash Energy, dedicated to helping you navigate life's hurdles with your head held high. We're celebrating wins, learning from our losses, and laughing at ourselves along the way. Now, here's your favorite hype woman, Jaina Marie.
Jaina Marie.
There's a lot you can do to promote a brand or a business from home. These days, most people just post reels and TikToks from the comfort of their living room and just hope for them to go viral. We could have done that.
I mean, it would have been a lot cheaper.
But instead, Ricky, Elsa, and I took the opportunity to fly all the way to Atlanta for the chance to meet new listeners one by one. Talk about grassroots marketing. Before we left, Elsa helped me design and plan our booth. We wanted it to be fun and eye-catching, so we ordered giant collapsible backdrops, a rolling rack with orange hangers for our merch, and even new carpet for underneath it all, because as Elsa would say,
it's all in the details.
We had everything ordered online and sent to Atlanta so it would be there waiting for us when we landed. Our flight was a red eye. Our plan was to sleep on the plane, land at around 6 o'clock in the morning, and hit the ground running. But that was not how it went at all. We each struggled to sleep on the plane, so when we landed, we felt and looked like zombies. But we woke up quickly as we stumbled out of the Atlanta airport and were greeted by the brightest, most beautifully orange sky any of us had ever seen. We had arrived at the most perfect part of sunrise that only lasted about 3 to 5 minutes. But because all of the show's branding is orange, it immediately had us all feeling like Atlanta was saying, "Welcome, Big Lash Energy." As I ran through the pickup area to get a picture of the sky, an overwhelming mix of emotions came over me. I was feeling this weird mix of calm and excitement. Something was telling me,
"You're meant to be here."
Ugh, I got chills. As we waited for our Uber, Elsa said it out loud.
"All right, but seriously, was that not the most beautiful welcome to Atlanta?"
If we'd walked outside even 2 minutes later, we would have missed it. That's when our Uber pulled up. Okay, now, I feel like I can't tell this Atlanta story without including this part of our trip, even though it doesn't have anything to do with the marketing or branding. It gave me so much ick. So, typically, when you get picked up at the airport, the driver hops out of the car to help you with your bags, right? But our driver just kind of yelled at us from the driver's seat.
"It's open!"
So we opened the back of his SUV and worked together to strategically squish our slightly overweight bags into the vehicle. Then we all squished into the back seat and shut the doors. You could tell we were each kind of noticing a strange smell all at the same time. It was hard to ignore that our car smelled kind of weird. Our driver was a very, very large man. So I recognize it would have been a lot of work for him to get in and out of the car. So the work we put into loading our bags suddenly made a lot more sense. As we pulled away from the curb and made our way into the city, I started to notice a few more things. Now, there was a bottle of bug spray on his dashboard, which is not something you typically see in a car, right? And he had two empty yogurt containers sitting in the console, along with a bottle of water and a sponge. My imagination was running wild.
Does he pee into those?
Ugh, Jaina, shake it off. I don't want to think about that. We were exhausted, and the ride was supposed to be 45 minutes, so it would have been a great time to catch up on some sleep, but it was like we all noticed his very loud, very heavy breathing all at the same time. Then he twitched, and the car veered off the road. I said, sir, are you okay? And he said,
oh yeah, I'm fine.
Super convincing. And then he lowered his window. I couldn't tell if he was falling asleep or having some sort of a panic attack or something. The tension was growing in the back seat, and of course, we couldn't say anything to each other because he would have heard us, so Elsa texted me.
Is it just me, or is this feeling like the longest ride of your life?
I was relieved that someone else felt like I did and responded with, tell me about it. That's when it happened. I looked up from my phone to see a cockroach crawl out from underneath this man's armpit and onto the back of the seat in front of me. My sleepy ass jolted awake so fast, I grabbed Elsa's leg to get her attention and nodded my head towards the seat. I mouthed the words, that's a cockroach. She tried to play it off as cool as she could, and I did the same thing to Ricky. Look, I think that's a cockroach. Now we're all staring at this thing, imagining bringing it back to our hotel room with us. And wondering how many others might be in the vehicle with it. I mean, remember the bug spray? Then Elsa texted me.
You have to kill it!
By this time, the thing had wandered up to the headrest of his seat. But with all his twitching and veering off the road, I was stressed that it was going to fall onto us or end up in one of our bags. So since I didn't have anything to squish it with, I brought my leg up. Now, imagine this. We're tightly packed into the back of this RAV4, okay? So I had to twist my leg up strategically so that my foot was at the back of this man's head. He's looking at me in the rearview mirror like, what the hell is this lady doing? And that's when I squished that thing as purposefully and carefully as I could. It fell to the ground, and I just had to pray that it had actually died. Now we're sitting there with 30 minutes left of this ride, butts clenched to the gods, inching along in slow-ass traffic, feeling like this was the worst. When we finally arrived, we were all itchy. Oh man, we had the heebie-jeebies. We were super creeped out. And now it's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. All we wanted was a shower and a bed to sleep in. But of course, check-in isn't until like 2 p.m. We must have looked horrible when we tried to check in because the man at the front desk heard our cries. Hello, sir. I know it's way before check-in time, but we just flew overnight with no sleep in a cockroach-infested Uber. Can you please have some mercy on us? He took a turn examining each of us one by one, and based on the desperation on our faces, decided to have mercy on us. He said in a low, quiet voice, okay, I'll get you into a room. I think he probably just wanted us out of his lobby. Because if he wasn't going to give us a room, we probably would have slept on one of the couches. Relieved, we booked it to room 622, shook our clothes off desperately, closed the blackout curtains, and passed all the way out. Once we woke up, it was go time. The three of us all got dressed up because we had reservations that we'd made over a month in advance to a beautiful restaurant called the Garden Room. As we took a selfie on our way out the door, I joked that we were unrecognizable from the three women who'd walked into the place originally. Talk about Instagram worthy. The restaurant was breathtaking, and we savored every moment in that place because we knew that we had a whole lot of work ahead of us. Setting up the booth was exhausting, but Elsa had taken care of every single detail. Like, we'd ordered turf to cover over the convention room carpet, but she'd even remembered to get carpet tape delivered to the hotel so that we could make sure that it was laid smoothly. We had furniture to assemble, hoodies to fold, but when it was all done, it was so BLE, baby. The next day, we woke up bright and early, put on our faces, and got ready to meet the attendees. Now, come join me at the booth. I'd love for you to listen in on some of the conversations that we had with some of the people that we met. And before we go, I do need to say a little something that I'm sure my editor, Tim, will appreciate. Things are going to sound different than usual because, of course, we were in a very loud convention hall and our booth was actually right in front of the demo stage. So it was really loud all around us. And sometimes it was a bit hard for myself and the person sitting beside me to hear each other. So it might sound like I'm yelling a bit.
I apologize in advance for the sound inconsistencies, but I think we're going to have fun regardless.
Anyways, the show's starting. We got to get out there. Here's your badge and a BLE hoodie. Now you're officially a part of our crew. Hopefully you're wearing some comfortable shoes because we've got a lot of work to do. Let's go down to the convention floor where there are live demos being hosted by celebrity artists happening on four different stages, makeup brands handing out samples, sales on brushes, people to watch, and new friends to meet. As I mentioned, we were set up to chat with attendees and asked each one who wanted to sit down with us at the mic, what's your client nightmare story? We are here. Welcome.
Hi.
So what is your name, darling?
My name is Jennifer.
You are so beautiful.
Thank you.
And you said you had some tea with a client nightmare story.
Girl, you want to know some tea? I did a bride, and she was high.
Oh.
Her bridesmaids gave her edibles her wedding day.
Like noticeably high? Could you tell?
Noticeably high. Like when she was about to walk down the aisle, she was crying. And ruined her makeup.
Oh, no.
It was a disaster.
So I've done high clients before, but that's their normal state. Like, that's how they exist in the world. You know what I mean? But then there's other women who, like, this sounds like someone who, this is not how she normally operates.
That's exactly what happened. Because when I did her preview, she was cool, calm, and collected. I also did makeup for her engagement photos.
Right.
She was cool, calm, and collected.
So you thought you knew what to expect.
Yes.
Right.
The day of her wedding, she was acting really weird.
Yeah.
And I couldn't put my finger on it until she walked down the aisle and the coordinator told me that she was high.
Oh, shit. I wonder what friend she would have to blame for that.
I would fire every single one of them.
Who thought that was a good idea?
I would fire every single one of them. How are you my friends in your most important day of my life? I'm going to be high as a kite, and I don't smoke. I don't do anything.
Oh, my gosh.
If anything, you're supposed to be there for me giving me a massage.
Yeah.
Not giving me an edible.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
I mean, someone was trying to help.
I think someone was trying to help, but it didn't help the right way.
Bless. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This is it. We're at the makeup show. Elsa, how's it going?
I'm having so much fun. Your booth looks amazing.
Our booth looks amazing.
You look amazing.
No, you look amazing.
Fire.
Fire. You're fire. Lit. You're all the things.
You're all the things.
Has this show so far been what you thought it was going to be?
Well, I think it's actually better than I thought it was going to be.
The booth turned out better than I thought it would.
The booth turned out better. I'm super excited about all these products people keep handing to me and that I'm going to be able to buy at a discount at the end of the show.
Right. What about all the new friends we're making?
All the new friends, yeah. All the ladies have been so amazing, so welcoming.
And we've even had some people come to the booth who already listened to the show.
I know. They recognize you.
And I heard Danessa Myricks is not too far away.
She's not too far.
I'm so excited to meet her.
I know.
I low-key have to pee, but I'm waiting till I see her because I don't want to miss the chance.
Me too. We can't eat or go to the bathroom
no,
until
we can't.
See her.
Yeah.
Like, no.
We have to wait till we've seen
her. We need
Danessa.
A Danessa sighting.
Exactly.
So, hi everyone. My name is Tara Lynn Bowden, a licensed makeup artist and also a licensed esthetician located in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I love it. Thank you for being here. Tell me your story.
My bridal nightmare story, I would say I had this bride and everything was so smooth. Like the wedding, everything was starting on time. She paid me before we even started. It was just going lovely. And so we were at the bridal suite. I was assisting her with trying on everything. And she was like, oh, can you assist me with doing touch-ups? And I said, you know, that's cool. Let me just arrange my schedule. And she was like, you know, I got the money. It's no problem. So she ran me my money and it was no problem. Long story short, I'm doing her makeup. And someone tells her that her father-in-law is drunk in a closet, passed out, and cannot attend the wedding. And they were looking for him. He was a drunk, and they were looking for him. So they thought like that he had wandered off somewhere.
What?
He didn't know where he was going.
I'm shook. He was drunk in a closet.
That he just was drunk, hungover, and he was in a closet. And I remember the wedding had to go on. So at this point...
Yeah.
Like her makeup is like almost becoming a disaster, and I've touched her up.
She's crying so hard.
She's crying so much. I've touched her up at this point like four times, and I'm like, girl, get your ass down this aisle so we can get it together. So we finally get her down the aisle, and after the wedding's over, they're like, okay, now we have to find him because they have to take bridal pics. So they're like on a rush to find the father-in-law, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like,
are we really gonna pull him out of the closet to take some pictures?
So I don't know exactly what happened. But I think they just left him because he was passed out and he was known to be a drunk, that they said.
Wow.
And after that, I went to the bar and got a drink because it was just a lot for me. And like,
did
I don't,
they find you in a closet though? That's the question.
No, they didn't find me in a closet. But they, I remember they just kind of left him. So I don't think they really went and got him until maybe like mid reception, and they went and got him because they were just like, leave him because they know how he is, and they thought he had wandered off. So they were like walking all around, like all down the streets looking for him because they were like, we don't know where he is. They were freaking out. So yeah, it was crazy. I've had some really nice bridal experiences, but that one took the cake because I was like, what the hell. They should have never told the bride, because it wasn't her dad that set her off, but she was so worried about the groom because the groom had recently lost his mother.
Oh,
so
shit.
She was so worried that her husband was going to be sad because his dad wasn't there, because that's all he had left.
Right.
So that's what she was worried, which I totally get, because she was like, I'm worried about my husband. I want to make sure his well-being is fine.
Yeah.
So the husband was fine, but they were worried about where the man was. It was just a whole fiasco.
Wow.
I was just glad to get a drink.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with me. You're kind of making me want to have a drink. Thank you, darling.
Thank
Where
you.
Where can we find you on Instagram?
So you can find me on Instagram at Tarilyn's Glam Studio. So that's T as in Tom, A-R-I-L-Y-N-S, Glam Studio on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
I love it. I can't wait to creep you. Thanks for coming to talk with me.
Thank you.
Thank you. After a few hours of being on our feet, I was feeling it. And as a rookie mistake, we hadn't packed food for ourselves. Elsa and I were doing a little check-in, and I might have been able to record Ricky, but she was so dedicated to stopping anyone she could. She was simply too focused on the assignment to sit around talking. Okay, so right now it is, what time is it? It's 3:21, and all we have had is Starbucks and Starburst.
Like, literally.
We put some candies in our booth to, you know, attract the people.
But it only attracted our own stomachs. Yeah.
We got nothing else to eat.
I have a pocket full of candy wrappers. I'm just trying to be discreet about it.
I'm out here trying to be good to you. Remember how two nights ago I took you out for a really nice
you
dinner?
Did. It was a really nice
to the garden
dinner.
Room?
Yeah,
so you're not still full from that? I don't understand. Why are you complaining?
No, I'm going to be full from that garden room dinner for our whole trip.
Not really. It was fine dining. You know when they charge you a lot for a very little amount
true,
of food?
True.
But it was beautiful.
It was beautiful, though.
It was beautiful.
It was eye candy.
And I haven't just stood this long in a long time. Like, to be here from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. just standing?
That's
I didn't really think this through.
Well, I just did it recently for something else, so.
You knew what was up.
I knew what was up, but it's actually a little bit more comfortable this time because I'm in these amazing orange sneakers.
I did not think this through at all. I need a wheelchair to just roll around the show.
Yes.
Or a scooter. Maybe a scooter would be more appropriate. All right. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. I am Arturo Carvajal. I am in the social team on the Nessa Myricks Beauty.
And congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been really fun. We work nonstop, but this is so worth it.
So yeah. Now I'm so blessed that I got you to take a pause, take a minute, sit
yes.
in my orange chair.
I love your orange chair.
To yes. chat with me a little bit. So yes. do you have any client nightmare stories?
So I am a retired bridal makeup artist. My career lasted just one session.
What?
And that was enough for me to say, this is not for me.
You did one bride?
Yeah, hence why, maybe that's why I'm still broke, you know? That's where the money is. I should go back to that. However, yes, so that one session, this is before skin tints were a thing.
Yes, skin tints?
Skin tints.
Okay, yes.
So we left the full face era
yes.
right then.
Yes.
Entering the clean girl aesthetic.
Okay.
So that's like in the beginning. And then... I think the sister of the bride was like, I want no foundation.
Okay.
But I want to look like I have makeup. So
no foundation, but like a no makeup makeup.
No makeup makeup, but I didn't knew the term back. It's like,
right, yeah.
I feel like now we know the term.
Yeah.
And I just went ahead and just like tried to do a little foundation, like take everything down. And she took it off. She
took it. But okay, but what was the first thing she said that made you know that didn't love it?
She gave me a little pushback and I keep trying to like, use like less pressure or yeah. change the brush. No, use a dense brush. Let me use a fluffy one
yeah.
and all those things. And I mean, I feel like it was like 20 minutes in when she saw herself and she called the mom.
Uh-huh.
And that's when you know you're in trouble.
Yeah, yeah, when you bring mom
when
over.
When you bring the mom. And the mom was super nice about it.
Uh-huh.
And she left and went to the bathroom. And I thought she was just like going to the restroom and everything. She came back with everything off. So,
you
but
must
she
have
kept
been
the eyes.
Brokenhearted.
Yes.
So isn't that, it's just, oh, it's the worst feeling.
I know. Luckily, my friend, she hired me, so I was under her wing. So she was like, "You're fine."
So you were like the assistant artist. Yeah,
I was the assistant. Like last minute, like you know how that goes.
Just come in to save the day.
Yeah. Yes. And she was like, "It's not personal." And also, mind you, I wasn't in the trial.
Yeah, you didn't know what was wanted.
No,
you didn't know any coaching beforehand?
Nothing. So next time I need to be in the trial. Like I need to be like to know what's going on and everything. But I will do it again. I will do it again for sure. It's been like 4 or 5 years. So that's four. Yeah.
For anyone listening, you have to know how heartbreaking it is when somebody doesn't like what you've done and you've put your heart into it. Like when you're working on your art, you put your heart into
it.
So when someone washes off their face, it's not just, oh, that's a bummer. It's like, it's heartbreaking. Ricky and I did a wedding one time where a girl washed her face off. So we did numerous events for this group in Mexico. They loved every look we did. But the very last look, the bride didn't love that her hair was parted in a different spot, even though she'd asked me to do it that way. So when she left, she was like, I'll try and get used to it. And that's not how our clients leave usually, right? Usually it's like, I freaking love it. You're the best. And you give the hugs and your tears and, oh, we've had the best week. But the bride left being like, I'll try and get used to it. And I'm like, oh, that's not how I want that to end. And then the sister of the bride went into the bathroom and washed her face off and cried. She was so mad about it. And when they left, Ricky and I both just sat on the bed like, should we just quit? Like, is this the end of my 19-year career?
Because it's like, it's not one-sided. There is so many things. Like, we feel for the client.
Yes.
They don't feel for us, I don't think, but we feel for them because we know what it's like.
You want them to love how they look. You don't want them to hate you personally.
No.
You don't,
but then
spread your name bad around town.
It's not about me. It's not personal. The biggest advice in that day was the key artist telling me it's not personal.
Yeah.
Almost like, it's not you, it's her.
Yeah.
And that was the way I was like, okay, I pulled back. And again, it's not about me. It's about what she wanted. And in the end, you know, that was what happened.
Well, I'm glad you're willing to give it another shot.
I will. Well, you inspired me to go back to it, I feel like. Let's do it. Well,
we had a little chat about it and how good bridal
can be. Talking if I had the time to do it, but I will try.
Right now, Janessa's got you on the road all over the place.
I'm not mad about it, though. It's fun. it's great. You know, and
but you fit in beautifully with Janessa Marks because, you love the colors. You wear the colors.
Yes.
You know, it's very you.
I'm wearing a orange and a pink.
Yes.
Because I told you I was going to come and do the podcast, and I had to wear orange.
You look beautiful in your orange and pink. Flawless.
Thank you so much.
And it's nice not having to do your makeup on the plane for a change, hey?
Yes, it was great. Maybe I'll do it again. Maybe not. Maybe I slip.
Well, thank you for visiting with us.
Thanks
for making time for me.
Yay.
And Big Lash Energy.
Yes.
Mwah. And finally, the time had come. With only an hour left on the first day, Janessa Myrick suddenly came walking around the corner looking as electric as I thought she would. We shared the biggest hug and it was like meeting an old friend. Then, being the beautiful human that she is, she asked me, "What could I do for your show while I'm here?" And of course, I asked her to come sit down at the mic. Here's how our talk went. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the one and only, much anticipated, Janessa Myrick.
Stop it. No, it's you. Can I just tell you how I'm excited to meet you in person?
You're
literally
too sweet.
You gave me chills. Like, that was the most, like, that conversation with you was so beautiful. It was so pure. It was so, like, energizing. And, like, I promised you, like, 10,000 big hugs. I owe you 9,000 more.
You
so
do.
Just be ready.
You do. First of all, since we last spoke, you've been almost, like, on a world tour, it feels like.
God.
Your makeup's been on Usher's face for the halftime show. I'm over here just, like, shaking my pom-poms. Like, I can't even believe. Like,
that
so much has happened.
That was such a cool moment. I'm, like, I'm surprised every day of the magic that's happening around us. And I'm so grateful. But, yeah, that was a special one.
I feel like you haven't stopped since we spoke.
No, but did we ever stop?
We don't stop.
We don't. This is all part of it.
While we're here at the makeup show, we're collecting, I was putting you on the spot a little, we're collecting client nightmare stories. Without saying any names, can you think of any story off the top of your head that you're like, oh, damn.
Now, this one is not PG, and actually,
I don't want it to be PG.
It's not even about the client. It was about me. It's so funny. I don't know. I don't know if this is something that I should say out loud.
I dare you.
Ah! Okay, this was a very long time ago.
Okay.
This is early in me having celebrity clients.
Okay.
And I was doing a celebrity for a magazine cover.
Uh-huh.
And I had such butterflies in my stomach. I literally was shaking because I was obsessed with this person.
Okay. It's like me meeting you. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
And, you know, sometimes when, you know, you're nervous, your stomach gets a little bubbly.
Oh, no. Oh, not the bubbles.
I got the bubbles.
Oh, no.
I dropped the pencil.
Okay.
Bent down to pick it up.
Oh, no.
And I basically farted in front of somebody I was obsessed with right in the middle of a service. So, yeah. It's my personal horror story.
You know what? You know why I love that? That's fucking hilarious, first of all. But you know why I love that? Because, like, farting's natural. It's normal. And have you noticed, like, when you're working with a client, there's only the two of you in the room.
Yes.
So for me, when the client toots, I know it because, like, we both smell it. But no one's going to say it.
Yes.
But if I do, I can spray hairspray.
I should have. What I did do is when I heard it, I like kicked the table. I was like, maybe she'll think it was something else.
You kicked the table?
Yeah.
That's a seriously G move.
That's my nightmare.
I love it. I'm here for it. But guess what? You're in solidarity. With you, I will admit I have also farted while doing makeup. Just thankfully, I don't think anyone has ever heard it.
It was a toot.
It was a
toot. It wasn't like a foghorn. It was definitely a toot. It was like a little air pop, a little popcorn.
Of course you got to say it was cute. It was a cute
it
was toot.
It was a cute toot.
With a little glitter on it.
Oh my God, I love it.
Thank you for being here. I know you have this. I mean, we're at the makeup show. There is so much going on. Everybody wants a piece of you.
No, this is
literally
the best time.
But I wanted to let you know as a little thank you for coming on the show. I want you to have a BLE hoodie.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, I want
it. We need you in one. So I'm going to get you in a hoodie.
I would love to. That would be amazing.
Yes, thank you for being here. Thank you for the
this
hug.
This was so fun.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Oh, isn't she the best? That took us to the end of the first day. Now our feet were killing us, but we couldn't rest yet. We were invited to a VIP invite-only party at a photography studio to the stars. Not only has Derek Blanks shot A-listers like Usher and Nicki Minaj, but he's also the image consultant and photographer for Missy Elliott. I think it goes without saying that no matter how tired we were, it was a party that we had to be at. So after a quick 30-minute recharge in bed, we pulled our shit together, got dressed up, and went down to the party. We all went dressed in orange, of course, and had a fabulous time. It was such a vibe. We even got to do a mini photo shoot. Afterwards, we weren't quite ready to call it a night yet because, I mean, we had put too much effort into getting cute to just go to bed early. So we found a hidden speakeasy lounge and cigar room that required a password to get in. It's called the Red Phone Booth. I ordered an Uber and Ricky asked me,
"But do we have the password to get in?"
I confidently replied, "Honey, tonight we identify as VIP. I'll get us in." When we got to the location, there was a red phone booth outside as promised, and I opened the door, picked up the phone. There was a sign that said you needed the password. And as I stood there, I watched four people get rejected at the door. Now, these people were not messing around. They really meant it. You actually needed the password to get in. So I did some Googling, a little bit of detective work, made a few calls, the whole time watching as more people were told that they couldn't get in. Finally, I had a number. I walked back into the red phone booth that looked straight out of London, dialed it, and the back wall opened up. A woman greeted me and asked who was in my party. Now, Elsa and Ricky followed behind me, and the woman asked me,
"Is that man with you?"
This was a guy who really wanted in, but he'd been annoying the three of us the whole time we were waiting. So I said, "No, he isn't." And she slammed the door on his face. Not gonna lie, it felt pretty badass. The place was worth the effort. It was so cool inside. The drinks were delicious, and we ended up getting into some pretty interesting conversations that I plan on sharing next week. We shut the place down, went back to our hotel, and got ready for bed because we had another big day ahead.
I didn't mean for that to rhyme, but I love it when that happens.
Right away, it was clear that our work from the day before had paid off. People were coming to the booth and saying that they'd listen to the show, and that made all the work feel worth it because that's really what we were there for. Here are some chats with some of our new BLE besties. Okay, ladies, we met you yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And you listened to the show?
We did.
Love it.
We went right back to the room. We listened. Oh, my God. It was so funny.
Yes,
everything was spot on.
Everything you said was so spot on. When you were talking, I was literally so triggered. I couldn't handle it because it was so real life. It's just amazing.
Which episode did you listen to?
The latest one about the weddings. The
oh, yeah, so, the dark side of doing makeup
like,
for brides.
Oh, my God, yes. She was like, can you just ensure that, like, you won't get pregnant?
Yes.
We were dying. We were literally on the ground. Like, it was so funny.
Also, the dad, the father who was...
He said, nice little business.
Yeah, nice little business. I've been in that situation multiple times, and I swear, it was just the truth, and I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the truth and nothing but the truth. It was so relatable, so funny, like... Everything.
Thank you for listening.
It's been a joy to meet you guys.
Yeah, thank you. We were actually, when we left yesterday, we're like, I hope some people listen and come back and let us know.
Absolutely.
You know.
We couldn't wait to get back here and talk to you guys because like it was seriously so fun. It felt like we were sitting and just like hanging out and talking.
Right? Shooting the shit? Oh, no. You get the point.
It was great.
Thank you. So nice to be relatable.
Yay. We're not the only ones, right? We're in this together.
For sure. Like totally seen.
So you came by the booth yesterday.
Yeah, you guys popped my cherry.
had you never listened to a podcast before?
No, I hadn't. No.
So you actually, we were your first podcast?
Okay, I was surprised until I met you.
Oh, my God. What did you think?
It was amazing. So I loved the way that you orchestrate your podcast. Uh-huh. I think that you have a really great speaking voice, too.
Oh, thank you.
The energy is really high. You're super relatable. There were so many times... While listening to it, I was like, oh my God, yes, I've gone through that. I know what you're talking about. And
which episode?
It was the last one that you just
The dark side of working with brides. Yes.
And it's relatable because I'm a makeup artist too.
Right.
I haven't had some of your horror stories and I would have loved to have been able to go on a helicopter to get to work. Never done that either, but maybe one day.
Maybe one day. Thank you for actually
really, really
listening.
Yeah.
Because while we're here, you know, especially when someone says they're not usually a podcast listener, you're like, okay, well, she's probably never going to listen.
And it made my drive over here today super quick.
Yay.
Yeah, it was really, really enjoyable. I felt like I was like talking shop with a girlfriend. So,
yes,
yeah,
I love that. That's the goal. That's exactly
it.
Very
good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Today we were on our way here being like, I really hope we meet some people who maybe listened yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
I did.
Bless. Thank you so much. You made the whole trip worth it.
I was so excited to come in here. I was hoping you guys were going to be here today because I just wanted to tell you how great I enjoyed the podcast. So,
and of course, we managed to get some more client nightmare stories. Listen to these. Okay, just have a little talk in the mic.
Testing.
There she is.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I got this baddie in the chair right now. You look like you walked straight out of a music video.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Special shout outs to Glamazon Beauty. It's their foundation stick and their powder.
I love it. You actually do look a little different than yesterday. You went home, so you were here, you did a bunch of shopping, then you put all that on your face, then
you
shake.
Yes. I was on a mission yesterday to get the perfect foundation.
You came back a brand new woman today.
Oh, thank you, because I needed that miracle.
You are so funny. Okay, so you said that you were going to tell me a nightmare story, client nightmare story.
Yes.
So you are a makeup artist?
I am.
And what kind of makeup do you typically do?
Bridal.
Oh, well, then I know you got nightmare stories.
Yes.
So let me hear it. Give me the tea.
So here's the tea. The bride, she gives me her itinerary for Saturday morning to get to her room at 9:00.
Yeah.
And she tells me, I'm going to get my hair done. And so I'm actually going to leave you with my maid of honor. You can start with her and the rest of the bridal party will trickle in. And so I'm like, okay, cool. We're on a roll. I get to phase two and then the bride calls about 2 hours later and she's crying and she says, my hair isn't coming out right.
Okay.
And the stylist is not doing it the way she did it at the trial run. And apparently she doesn't remember and she can't perform it or service me. And this is like style number 3 and she just can't get it right.
Okay.
And so at this point, all of the bridesmaids are coming in.
Aren't or they are
They
coming.
Are starting to come into
the
hotel.
So the bridesmaids are all there, but the bride is not.
The bride is not.
Right.
And I was already going to do her last. So as she's calling back and forth, like she can't get it right. And she just kicked me out of her chair and said, I have other appointments. So at this point, yeah, you have to go.
Right.
And she's like, I need my hair done. I'm crying.
And do you do hair?
I don't.
Oh, shit.
I can barely do my hair. And so the bride, she's crying. Everybody is hysterical. And it's literally when Beyonce say world stop, the bridal party is like, we're not getting our makeup done. We got to find her a stylist. We can't have her go out there. And if she doesn't have her hair right, I'm not getting my makeup done because I can't look better than a bride. And they're
so they
like
all protesting.
Yeah, they're protesting. Mind you, at this point, it's 1 o'clock and the wedding is at 5. And I still have 5 more faces to do.
Yeah, we don't have time for your picket signs.
Yes. And luckily, her maid of honor was like, you know what? My aunt owns a beauty salon. I'm just going to make a call and see if she can take you in. She closes at 2.
Okay, just pause for 1 second.
Uh-huh.
So at some point, you see the bride.
Yes.
Was her hair as bad as she was making it out to be, or was it really like that?
So she had a bonnet on when I saw her initially. And so I don't know what her hair looked like, but I know she has naturally curly hair. Uh-huh. And I don't know if it was supposed to be straight. I honestly don't know what the style was supposed to be.
You don't know what this, but did she look good? Like, regardless of what you thought it might have been, did it look good? Like,
I never saw her. She never came back to the hotel.
She never came back.
And it wasn't until she got kicked out of the salon and was like, I'm on my way back to the hotel, and it was a little frizzy, but she was just like, my hair, like, I need extensions. She didn't even put the extensions in. She's like, this is nothing like what we did for the trial run.
Uh-huh.
And the stylist was like, yeah, I've done all I can do. I have other appointments and you're making me late.
So then what did you do?
So luckily her maid of honor was able to make a call to her aunt. Her aunt said, sure thing, get her in here and we'll get it done. So after that, I'm like, okay, girls, because at this point we're not getting a full face anymore. We're going to give you
wasted so much time.
Yes. It was literally bare minimum. And that was a big lesson. Don't be greedy. If you have a bridal party of like 7, 8, because a few of the family members was coming in like, can you get me, since like they're not wanting their makeup done? So lesson learned. Got my bestie, Tara Lynn. Never take on a big party.
You can get dollar signs in your eyes. Like, ooh, that'll be a lot. That's some good money to make in a day, but not at the expense of your sanity, not at the expense of the quality of the service as well.
Yes.
Yeah. But so then when the bride showed up, did she end up looking good in the end?
Like, yeah, she did. She was very happy. The whole mood, the whole vibe changed because they essentially left me in the hotel. And I'm like, these girls don't know me. I could like take everything and just leave.
So they left you.
Yes,
then,
to make sure that she was okay. Then they came back. Luckily, the salon was like maybe 10 minutes from the hotel. And so they came back. But it was just the principle of like, I got paid, but like... And when you get back because of the time, you're getting very bare minimum. It's giving makeup counter Clinique vibes.
I actually went to grad with Clinique makeup counter makeup. So, yeah, I know exactly what that is. Thank you for sharing your bride nightmare story.
It worked out in the end. A lesson learned on my end, but I was able to overcompensate for her, considering that I had to like get everybody else out in like 20 minutes.
You crushed it. Nice work.
Thank you for having me.
And what's your IG so that people can find you?
I am Shawnice at Beauty Mint Studio.
Shawnice.
Beauty Mint, like Breath Mint Studio.
Love it. What is your name, darling?
It's Avista Ortiz Barry.
Oh, that is a very beautiful name.
Thank you.
Now, you told me you have a crazy client story.
Oh, do I have a crazy client story? Yes, I do.
Tell me all about it.
So, I'm working for an agency. This is in Washington, D.C., and they sent me out to do a makeup job, and I'm doing this client's makeup. Everything is going really well. Everything is beautiful. Her makeup is looking stunning.
Of course.
I say so myself. But I am getting to the eyeliner, the finishing touches, right after I did her lashes.
Uh-huh.
And out of nowhere, this chihuahua comes and bites me right in the ankle.
What?
Yes. A chihuahua. Like, right at my ankle. Of course,
in the middle of eyeliner time?
Yeah,
so did the eyeliner get messed up?
Oh, it did get messed up. Yes. 100%.
Was it her chihuahua?
It was her chihuahua.
What's the dog's name? Do you know?
Oh, God, no. I don't even want to know. If I remembered it, I don't want to know. No. I love dogs. I've never disliked a dog more in my life than this.
So what did you do?
I was startled for a second.
No,
I mean,
shit.
It was like, it's a tiny chihuahua. It's still a chihuahua. It's still
a bite. You can't kick it across the room, though.
I so wish I had. But I couldn't. No, I couldn't. So... I look at the client and I'm like, okay, I'm going to fix your eyeliner. And I was so concerned about the eyeliner. I was like, I'm going to fix the eyeliner. Don't worry about the eyeliner. And not
you're
once.
You're a G, man. You're a G.
I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, I just got to invite you out. But that didn't even register with me because I was so client-focused.
Yeah.
That I wanted to fix that eyeliner. And I did. It took a little bit longer because when you got smudged eyeliner
I'm
everywhere.
Sure the client understood.
I don't think so.
Really?
So, again, I was working for an agency, so I called the agency explaining the situation. And I tell them, hey, this is what happened. I got bitten by a chihuahua in the session, and their eyeliner was smudged. But I fixed it. It was good. The client was happy. They're like, okay, that's great. They call me 10 minutes later.
Uh-huh.
We just got off the phone with the client. I was like, okay. I'm thinking she's apologizing or something.
Of course.
The client was complaining that her makeup took a little longer.
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
I wish I was.
The audacity. So did she want a discount or did she want...
I don't know what she wanted. It wasn't even that expensive. I mean, it's an agency. She paid a set price.
Yeah,
wow. But she was just complaining. And I think that's when I left the agency. I was like, you guys don't even
They didn't
care.
Defend you, yeah.
No, they didn't stand up for me. They didn't defend me. They didn't even come to me and say, hey, we are sorry.
Are you
for
okay?
This yeah. Oh, no. There wasn't a okay or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, my God.
There was nothing. So, yeah, that's what happened
oh,
to me.
Oh, that is quite the makeup nightmare story.
Yeah.
You might win the award for it. Crazy story, because I love dogs, too. I would be so torn.
I was torn. But so I think part of me was like, how did this happen? And I can't blame the dog. I have to blame the owner, right?
Of course. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Exactly.
So it's not the dog's fault. It's the owner.
Did she apologize?
No.
What?
No, she picked up her dog and she had that dog next to me the entire time as I was fixing her eyeliner. I was mortified. I was so scared.
Yeah.
Finishing the job because I didn't want the dog to come charging. Now it's like at my hip.
Yeah,
you
of
know,
course.
Like, please don't take a chunk out of me. Like, it already went through my ankle.
I need my fingers.
I need my body parts.
Oh, my gosh. I've almost been bit by a dog on my way leaving a house one time. It was a huge bull mastiff.
Oh.
And they said, just keep walking towards him. But I had all my kits and all my bags.
Oh.
They said, just keep walking towards him. He's fine. But he's growling at me, like, showing his teeth.
Yeah,
and
no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
I don't think he's fine. And then when I went to let him smell my hand to be like, don't worry, I'm not a threat,
yeah.
He bit me.
Oh,
so my whole hand was in his mouth.
Oh.
I'm picturing my whole career flashing before me. And they were like,
he's need that hand.
Yeah, they were like, he's fine. He's friendly. I'm like, bitch, he doesn't look friendly.
It's not about him.
Yeah, it's not about him. Exactly.
My hand is in his mouth. Can you please?
Exactly.
That's
so
wild.
I can relate. I can relate.
Thank you.
Yeah, at least
somebody
just a
can relate.
Okay, my name is Maka.
Maka.
Yes.
Beautiful name and beautiful suit. She's in head to toe purple today. Just trying to not blend in.
Right.
Perfect. You said you have a client nightmare story?
Okay, so basically, back in a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, before COVID, I was doing makeup in my room and stuff like that. So this particular client had DM'd me, I don't know, like somewhere in the nighttime or whatever. And they were like, okay, can you do me in a group of girls makeup or whatever? And I was like, okay. And then they were like, okay, can you come to our hotel and stuff? Because, you know, I told them I'll travel if it's in like the Boston area, I'll travel to them. You know, when I got there and stuff, I didn't know it was going to be a wedding makeup.
So they didn't even book bridal?
They tricked me.
They tricked you?
No, they didn't. They didn't say anything about a bride. Because one thing about me, when it comes to bridal makeup or whatever, like, I don't even do bridal makeup. Like, I just do, like, you know, regular makeup and stuff like that. But for her to just book me and then not say anything about somebody being a bride, because I like to be prepared when it comes
to
brides.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it takes a minute. Like, you know, I like to be, like, booked in advance or 2 months in advance.
Try to have a conversation
even a year.
At a time.
That's what I'm saying with a bride. Like, what is she like? What is the, you know, like, I don't like
Absolutely.
None of that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how did this go?
So I get to the place and stuff, the hotel. Number one, the bride was, you know, she's stressed out. Her bridesmaids or whatever, I don't know. They were stressed out. Everybody was stressed out, including myself, because I didn't know she was a bride.
And then
Surprise. They were like, oh, that's the bride. Do her makeup. I'm like, the bride. Hold on. And then her friends or whatever.
What?
The bride is upset. Oh, I don't know, for whatever reason, she had an attitude. It was a nasty attitude. She was one of those people. She had a nasty attitude when I got there and stuff. I said hi. She didn't even bother to, you know. She kept just talking about, oh, do you think you can do my skin? Do you think you could do? I don't know, like. It was really weird.
You're like, these are conversations we could have had.
We could have had, you feel me?
Yeah. Because
it's like, if you guys booked me, you've seen my work, so you see my potential, you know?
Yeah.
You've seen that I could do what I can do.
So there was a lot of issues because of a lack of communication, essentially.
Yeah, basically. So.
But do you still do brides?
No.
Was that your first and last wedding?
Yeah. I don't even do makeup anymore because I'm just so, I don't know. I'm trying to figure some things
ma'am,
out.
Ma'am, what are you doing at the makeup show, ma'am?
I'm trying to get back into it.
With this most snatched eyeliner of all time?
I'm trying to get back into it, but I'm going to create some type of boundary or whatever so people don't cross the line with me because I feel like I was, you know, I was like 17 at 17.
So you were just a baby then?
Yeah. And they
you're
just
still just
advantage.
A baby?
Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing your story with me.
You're
it was very funny.
Thank
and
you
I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
You're so sweet.
I'm dead.
Over the course of the 2 days, we couldn't help but notice one group of people that really stood out. It was a husband and wife surrounded by little kids, which is not something you see often at a makeup convention, right? They were all swagged out in matching jackets that said Snack Bandits and Paint with Dakota. So, of course, as we were standing there, we did a little Googling and were floored with what we found. One of the kiddos, named Dakota, is an aspiring makeup artist at the tender age of 6 years old. And not only that, their family had millions of followers on TikTok with hundreds of thousands more over all other platforms. So of course, I went up to say hi and they agreed to let me introduce their family to you. It's not very often we see men walking around the makeup show, specifically men with a whole bunch of kids around them. What is your name, sir?
My name is Jarrell Patton.
Jarrell Patton. And you are a father of how many little ones?
I have five and one on the way.
Oh my goodness. And one of them was invited specifically to come to the makeup show. Why?
Well, she got invited to come here because of her exceptional talent that she has. At 3 years old, Dakota first picked up a makeup brush. We were watching The Dark Knight, and she seen Heath Ledger's Joker and told me, I can do that. And I was like, do what? And she was like, I can do that makeup.
Wow.
And I said, no, you can't. And she said, yes, I can. I want to do that. So I said, okay. I went to a makeup supply store, and I went and got the makeup. I set her up in the bathroom, and I just came back and kept constantly checking on her.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, I was blown away.
That's amazing. But there are so many parents who hear their kids say something like that, and then it just stops at that. But you watered that little seed, you know? Like, that's really cool. That's,
yes,
she's
ma'am.
So blessed to have a dad like you.
I try my best to be very supportive. Like, as of right now, my three-year-old, she told me one day she wanted to do gymnastics. So I went and bought all this gymnastics stuff, mats. I got a balance beam in my garage, and I turned my whole garage into the gymnastic room
now. Okay, so essentially what you're getting at is your kids got to be really careful what they say around you.
Yeah, very careful. Very careful, because if you tell me you want to do something, I'm going to support it, and I'm going to go buy it.
Okay, so it all started with the Joker, and then she ended up, you said she went to makeup school?
Yes, so she went to SOME, School of Makeup Effects, in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
That's the school she went to. She got a certificate in SFX.
At 6 years old.
The youngest child to ever be an official graduate and earn a certificate in special effects.
Okay, so that's a proud daddy moment.
Oh, yes. Definitely is.
That's amazing. And since then, she's blown up all over Instagram. You must be on YouTube and TikTok. I only saw your Instagram. I saw her work on there.
So we're on TikTok as well. The name on TikTok is Snack Bandits. Between my two daughters, they have collected around 2 million followers with over 72 million likes on TikTok alone.
Oh my gosh.
On Instagram, our main handle is Snack Bandits Dad, which they have 263,000 followers. Dakota has her own Instagram page called Paint with Dakota. She has just shy of 60,000 followers on there.
Man.
So she has a lot.
That is a family flex. That's amazing. Wow. So you're like, we got all these kids. We got to have them paying for some of the food.
No. I make sure I do all of that. Everything that my kids make, I make sure I put it aside for them.
That's amazing.
Just because I have my business ventures that I do as well.
Yeah.
So everything that I make sure I repurchase Dakota's makeup or the things that the kids need in the household.
It's not a cheap hobby.
Oh, makeup is very expensive. I never knew how expensive it was until I went to buy a Skin Illustrator palette for
her. Yes, those are very expensive.
And it was like $100, and I was like, oh my gosh.
For what exactly? Yeah.
For a palette. But you know what? She loves it. So as long as my kids love to do what they do, I will forever support them.
That's amazing. And you have another baby on the way?
Yes, so, I have another girl.
Oh my goodness.
So this would be five girls with one boy.
Wow.
I'm super supportive with my kids because I had that support when I was growing up.
Oh, that's
so
beautiful.
I always want to make sure, because a lot of our kids don't get to experience what they really want to do.
Yeah.
Our kids will tell us all the time what they want to do. It's just us as parents that tend not to really listen to
it. Or you don't have, or you're blessed enough to have the ability. Not yes. every parent has the ability yes. or the funds to be able to do
yes.
that.
Yes, so I make sure I'm super supportive.
So in terms of Dakota and her venture as a makeup artist, what does she want to do with this? Like, where would she want to go with this? Do you know?
So Dakota has told me constantly that she wants to be the world's best makeup artist.
Oh, she, hey, why not aim high?
I said, listen.
She's off to a good start.
The sky is the limit for you.
Oh.
All you got to do is keep practicing. And at 6 years old, Dakota already has 3 years under her belt.
That's amazing.
Doing makeup, and she's only six. So I yeah. honestly tell her every day, if you keep practicing, you're going to be the world's most sought-after makeup artist.
Absolutely. Do you think Dakota would want to sit down and talk with me for a minute?
I'm sure she will. I'm sure she would.
I'd love to talk to her. I can't say I'm her number one fan because that's obviously
that's
you.
That's my title.
Yeah, that's you, for sure, for sure. But I'm definitely a fan, so I would love to speak with her.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Yes, ma'am.
Isn't he amazing? I love a good dad story. We could use a lot more of those. Then, of course, I finally got the chance to chat with little Miss Dakota. Hello, little Missy.
Hi.
I can officially say you're the youngest person that's ever been on my podcast before.
Yes.
I hear that you are a little child prodigy.
Okay.
Yes. And apparently you are going to be the best makeup artist in the world?
Yes.
So even better than me?
No.
That's really nice of you. Okay, so tell me about it. What do you love so much about doing special effects makeup?
My favorite thing is to do like Megan as a doll, and I scare people and it's crawling on the floor.
So when you're in makeup, you like to scare people?
Yes.
So is that the thing you really like, is scaring people?
Yes.
Okay, okay, that makes sense. Okay, I like that. Do you ever scare your sister?
Yes.
Yes?
I scare her every time when I'm at home.
That's hilarious. Okay, so if you're not doing makeup, what do you like to do?
I like scary kids.
Just all the scaring, all the time.
I like scaring my baby brother every time he's in a car seat.
How many monster makeups would you say you've done?
Six.
Okay, and which one was your favorite?
Pennywise.
Pennywise? Why'd you like that one so much?
Because I have a background of Pennywise.
Because what, you'd seen the movie or?
Seen the movie.
Okay. Do your friends ask you to do their makeup for Halloween?
Yes.
Have you ever done makeup on your mom or dad?
I only did my dad. My mom doesn't let me, but I did.
Your mom doesn't let you?
Yes, my mom does sometimes.
So what did you do to your dad when you did his makeup?
I let dad be as Pennywise and I let me be Pennywise. So it's so many balloons. I popped out with a balloon.
What?
He slipped. That's why I tried to chase him.
That is hilarious. That sounds like fun. Your dad's a really good sport, isn't he?
Yes.
I love it. You did a fabulous job. Thank you for coming and talking with me.
You're welcome.
So what are you going to do the rest of the day at the makeup show?
I'm going to be sleeping when I wake up.
She's like, this is pretty exhausting. Are you tired from all this?
No, but I'm going to be sleeping on my food.
Oh, so you want food and you want sleep
yes,
after this?
Yes, I'm going to sleep on my cookies every time I sleep because okay. I'm going to be tired every time.
I believe it. I believe it. Does it make you tired doing makeup?
No.
No, because you just love it?
When my dad does my makeup, I fall asleep.
When your dad does your makeup?
Yeah, I fall asleep.
When does your dad do your makeup?
You're He's learning.
So you're teaching your dad?
Yes.
What? So this is something that you like and he likes too.
I'm not good.
You're not?
My dad has been a baby. He starts being snack bandits. You start messing up the kitchen. You start cooking food when you're a baby. Oh my gosh. And he started eating cookies. He messed up the bathroom.
Doing the makeups?
Yes, he has been pulling the cat. He has been doing everything in the kitchen and everything. He has been doing everything. He has been crawling on my sister like a spider.
Wow, when he's in his costume?
Yes, a spider costume. I'm like,
it sounds like you guys have.
This cannot be that bad. Because I'm like, and he went back to normal. And I'm like, this cannot be happening. Did I have a dream?
It's your family, your house
Sounds like it might feel like a dream all the time. You said you had a spooky Christmas. Everything's spooky. You're in all this makeup. You're making messes everywhere. Other kids don't do this stuff. You know that, right?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Okay. She knows that. Probably because everywhere you go, people tell you you're special, right? Okay. I love it. Well, I'm very proud of you. I think you're pretty awesome.
Thanks.
I can't wait to see what's next. You're going to do Frankenstein on your dad?
Yes.
That's what's next?
Yes.
Okay, and you're going to make a mess of the kitchen?
Yes.
Do you think maybe one time you could do the makeup but then also clean up the mess? Yeah, maybe? Dad's laughing. It's not happening. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming in, talking with me at Big Lash Energy. I'm a makeup artist, but you said you're going to be the best makeup artist in the world, so that means you're going to be even better than me. I love that.
Yes.
She's like, yeah. I love it. Well, you kind of already are better than me, so it's okay. I'll give you that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, have fun.
Okay.
It's official. She's the cutest. Off camera, we talked about how Dakota put her dad in Grinch makeup at Christmas, and they went out to the mall scaring people. Doesn't it sound like such a fun house to grow up in? You really need to check them out online. They have a massive following for a reason, and over everything else, I just love seeing the bond between her and her dad. He said she's teaching him how to do makeup now. Be still, my heart. Oh, be still, my heart.
Speaking of heart,
this is the part of the show where I gush about my friends and try not to cry. Ricky, that woman didn't stop even once for a break. At the end of the second day, the crowds had died down and Elsa and I were taking a second to just relax and rest our feet. And there was Ricky, still standing like a freaking soldier, handing out our info cards to whomever would listen to her. My eyes filled with tears watching her. And I said, Ricky, could you please just sit down for a second? And she said,
why?
I was like, well, because you're doing too much. She goes,
isn't this what we were supposed to do?
Suddenly, I was reminded of my burning feet and the fact that we still had to take down the booth. I was exhausted and I knew she was too, and so was Elsa. And it made sense for me to be this tired, for me to be working around the clock because it's my show. Of course, I paid for the whole trip for them, but they were still taking time away from their husbands and work for me. I was overwhelmed with gratitude. Because this was above and beyond. This is ride or die shit. We talked about it for a while, and of course they said that they're happy to help because I do so much for them. But now, looking back, I've realized that they help because this feels like their show too. They're in the trenches with me. They help me on my hard days because I do my best to share my wins with them too. It's not every day you find friends like Ricky and Elsa. Like I said in a reel that I posted once we got back, if you're blessed enough to find friends like these who care this much about your dreams, then be good to them. So, how do we do? Well, when we got to Atlanta, we were bouncing around from 6th to 10th on the charts in Canada in our category, but we weren't on the charts in the US at all. By the end of the first day, we were 130th in the US, and by the time we were leaving, we were 89th, and we've stayed on the charts ever since. On top of that, we were invited to be a part of the New York show, which is four times the size, and Shelly, the owner of the makeup show, who's absolutely fabulous, by the way, invited me to come and teach as a part of her elite makeup artist mentorship program. In other words, this trip was a huge success.
Huge success.
I'd like to send out a huge thank you to any of our new listeners that we met on our adventure. We made new friends at coffee shops, restaurants, basically everywhere we went. And if you came to check out the show, we hope you stay. Then, to anyone who's been here all along, thank you.
Thank you.
I hope this feels like it's your show too. If you know someone who could use a little BLE in their life, could you pretty please share this show with them? It would mean the world to us. I hear every time you do, our numbers go up just a little higher in the US.
God bless America.
It's true. Thanks again for listening this week and every week. Until next time, please go be your most fabulous self and don't forget to spread that badass Big Lash energy everywhere you go. Thanks a lot, Atlanta.
Goodbye.
Damn, Jaina, would you fit me in if you can? Damn, Jaina, I know you're the one with the plan. Damn, Jaina, there's no time to waste. Would you make? Damn, Jaina, could you make me up right now?
Okay, so
So I'm just gonna see what the levels are like. We're good. And then can you talk to me, Mike?
Yes. Hello, hello, hello.
Perfect. Okay, keep talking.
Yes, I keep talking.
Yes.
To see.
To see.
The sound.
To see, to see, to see, yes.
Big Lash Energy. Big, TMS. Big. Best booth.
Best booth.
You guys have to be in New York, by the way. You guys have to be.
She was just talking about trying to get us in New York. We'll see. It's going to depend on work because we have brides.
And it's May.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Cool.
All right. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
And you know it. I got a bag for you, baby. I'll blow it. Spend anything because you made me feel golden. A fresh face, man. I can't wait to show. Girl, you're like a superhero, I know. Ain't nobody like you. You know that they try to, but they don't come close. That's why I'm yelling, damn, Jane. Would you fit me in if you can? Damn, Jane. I know you the one with the plan. Damn, Jane. If there's no time to waste, would you make? Damn, Jane. Could you make me up right now? Damn, Jane. Would you fit me in? The plan, yeah, there's no time to waste. Would you make me up? Could you make me up right now?